Hello, welcome back to Dress Up Disasters. I am Allie Cass Cosplay, but you can call me Cass, and I'm here with...
Circuit.
Circuit.
I'm sorry. You making fun of me?
A little bit. 10 seconds in. Absolutely. Okay. So we're going to talk today about weather-appropriate cosplays, because it's summer right now. And,
But you gotta take care of your fucking body.
You've gotta take care of your body. It's also more of a do as I say, not do as I do, because I do, break my own rules a lot. But it's fine. Well, actually, I do kind of stick to my rules, though.
Yeah. I do, especially in extreme weather.
Oh, yeah. If it's really, really hot, I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing it easier than I would have before. But, yeah. So.
Starting off with heat.
Starting off with heat.
Because, you know, we're in the summer.
Because it's the summer.
And that's when all the heat is.
And I think the biggest thing possible is hydrate or dehydrate. You have to stay hydrated. Because in the summertime, you are sweating, you're moving around a lot, you might not even realize how much you're sweating, and you need to overcompensate, I feel, than undercompensate.
And if you're one of those people who go around being like, oh, I don't sweat, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a serious problem.
That is a, you are dehydrated.
And that, or a heat stroke problem.
Heat stroke, yeah. Because
heat stroke can kill you.
It can. You can die of heat exhaustion. It's heat stroke. Yeah.
Heat exhaustion leads into heat stroke.
Yeah. And I very easily get heat exhaustion. I could be out in the sun for 3 hours and call in sick the next day from work, as I did this weekend.
Yay, Red Fair.
Yay.
Because we forget, the closer you get to the equator, the hotter it gets.
Yep.
At home, it might be 24 degrees.
But you go a couple hours down south, and it's suddenly 30, and you're like, oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Also, when you're dealing with the heat, and just in any general weather, if your body tells you you need to do something, don't ignore it.
Yes.
If it tells you you need to sit down, sit the fuck down.
Yes.
If it's telling you to eat, you need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Take a goddamn break.
If you are feeling thirsty, drink something. Also, don't just drink sugary beverages or carbonated beverages, because the thing about soda pop is that it will dehydrate you. So if it is really, really hot and all you're drinking is like a Monster Energy drink, you will be dehydrated.
The amount of conversations I have had the past couple of months where people are like, where I'm like, you need to drink, maybe you should drink some water because of this headache you have. And they go, well, I had a tea earlier. Just because you put something in water and you start with water does not mean it's the same thing as drinking water.
Yes. Yeah.
Same goes to those little flavor enhancers in water, like the Mio Kool-Aid concentrate that you spurt into your water bottle or whatever.
Same also kind of goes for Gatorade. Like, yes, it will. It's good.
It's not drinking anything.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make it a replacement.
Yeah. You still need to drink some water, but... Mm-hmm. If you absolutely do not want the taste of just water, Gatorade will work.
Yeah. Because some people, you know, for various reasons, water is a big ick. Especially people who live in places where they treat the water with chlorine or other chemicals and stuff to make it not kill you. It's still important to make sure you're drinking those liquids that don't have caffeine, because caffeine will dehydrate you.
Yes.
So your coffee, your energy drinks, some
darks, like a lot of sodas.
Most sodas. Yeah.
Sunscreen. If you have exposed skin, you need to put sunscreen on.
This is one I'm horrible for.
It's one I'm horrible for as well.
I work outside and I'm horrible with it.
But it's very important. Any exposed skin in the sun is going to make you warmer. It's going to increase your body temperature. So keeping your skin covered in some way is actually going to kind of decrease.
Even if that's just getting a foundation, like if you have a big sensory ick with the texture of sunscreen like I do, even if that's getting a foundation that has SPF protection in it, better than nothing.
Yeah.
because you should be having some sort of SPF in your skincare anyways. Mm-hmm. Because the sun is deadly.
Like, even get chapstick with SPF in it, because sunburning your lips is not fun.
And sunglasses, because yep. you can and will sunburn your eyeballs.
Yep, you can burn your retinas. Actually, that accidentally happened to me at the Ren Faire. Somebody moved a mirror, and it flashed right into my eyeballs, and my eyeballs hurt for, like, the rest of the day.
Yeah, my mom actually did that once, and for, like, a month, she visibly had a yellow line across her eyeball.
Ooh.
Because of how badly she sunburned them, and she was sitting in the shade.
Yeah.
The sun is relentless.
Yeah. If you can, get, like, a UV umbrella, actually. Mm-hmm. Those things work really well.
Or even, like, a parasol,
yeah.
too.
Just something, a little sun protection. People in the 18th century, or the 19th century, had it right when they had the big giant hats and the pretty little parasols, because it works. Mm-hmm. It works. They realized if you protect your skin and you cover it from the direct sunlight, you will be cooler.
Yeah, that's why parasols were a huge thing.
Skin cancer is not sexy.
It is not. Because even you can use umbrellas in a pinch as a mm-hmm. parasol, but I find with umbrellas, because a lot of them are made with nylon, will actually intensify the heat.
Yeah.
So you're just standing in hot, man-made shade, mm-hmm. which also will wear you out.
Yep.
It'll be nicer for your eyes with the sun covering, but in general heat, especially with wigs, because wigs just yep. act as
you don't. Well, you don't realize how much you're sweating underneath of the wig cap and your hair all pressed against your head and the wig on top, and then if you're wearing a hat on top of that, you are cooking your brain.
Yeah, you will not catch me dead in a cosplay in the summer that has a hat.
That's gonna be me at AR.
Dude.
Yeah.
As Cass said earlier, do as we say, not as we do.
Well, I am planning on not spending a lot of time outside, because that costume is a lot of polyester.
Well, that and all the tourists.
Yeah, the tourists. that's a story for another time.
I mean, we have time for a little tangent.
A little tangent of...
We kind of glossed over it in our first episode, if you listened, but the Vancouver Convention Center in BC, Canada, not to be confused with the one in Washington, mm-hmm. Is right next to a cruise ship dock. So
a double cruise ship dock, where two cruise ships can dock at the same time.
And, of course, with all the hotels in the area, that's where all the people going on the cruises stay. So they'll mm-hmm. wander out and be like, oh.
And they think that you're there for them.
Just like how there's people mm-hmm. in costumes on the Las Vegas Strip. And they'll just take pictures of you unprompted.
Or, like, grab you for things, and you're like, hey.
And it is exceptionally bad for the summer cons. The winter cons, not as bad, but still pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But the summer cons, people will wear cardboard coverings over their costumes that say cosplay's not consent and the whole nine. It's also, there's just a lot of, like,
weirdos.
Well, because the convention center is right near the Olympic torch from the 2010 Olympic Games. People also use that for a lot of protests and rallies.
Yeah.
So it's not uncommon for there to be a big shindig outside mm-hmm. the convention center, unrelated mm-hmm. to the convention center, where it's just a crowded mass of people.
And you're just standing there like,
You're standing there as freaking Naruto, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah. So now that the tangent is over.
Anyway, back to heat.
Back to heat.
There are also some, if you're exceptionally prone to being overheated in mm-hmm. the heat, there are also products you can buy to help, like the little hand fans.
Yeah.
You might also... Even in a pinch, you can go to a corner store and get one of the little toy fans that have the candy inside.
Yeah.
If you really need...
If they have, the little battery-powered ones. They're mm-hmm. great. You can also get ones that'll have, a little misting. You can fill them up with a little bit of water, and you can spray it, and it'll make a mist, and that'll actually help be cool.
I've even seen some vendors in Artist Alley make their own little hand fans mm-hmm. that they sell.
You can also get... You can probably find them on Amazon, but in Japan, they have these little cooling patches, and you put those on, and it keeps you cool. And you could probably find those on Amazon. If not those, they have these things also on Amazon. They probably sell them other places, but this is where I've seen them. Not that I necessarily support billionaires. But yeah, you could probably get it at London Drugs or
for the Canadians out there.
Or what's the US? CVS? CVS? Walgreens?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very Canadian showing.
Yeah. you can get something called a neck cooling tube. And it's basically like a freezer pack that just goes around your neck and it'll keep you cool. Because your neck is, like, if you keep your neck cool, it'll regulate your body temperature really well.
The top of your head, mm-hmm. your neck, and your wrists.
Yes.
People don't realize how much heat escapes out of your wrists. So people with, like, these big Pip Boys or big gauntlets.
Yeah.
That might not be the wisest decision.
You could also just bring little frozen, cooling, like, freezer packs to conventions mm-hmm. with you.
Of course, that'll only last probably through the day, but partway through the day is better than nothing.
Exactly. Or if you're at, like, a summer photo shoot, and then you just use it to cool off with that. Like, that can go a long way to regulating your body temperature.
Yeah. And if you're... And don't not use an ice pack or put something cold against your face because you're worried about your makeup.
Yeah.
I've seen so many cosplayers be like, no, I'm not going to do that because it'll wreck my makeup.
Yeah.
Your makeup isn't going to mean shit if they need to call an ambulance for you.
Yes. And if you're really, really worried about your makeup, put a piece of, like, paper towel or something in the barrier between your skin.
Or bring your makeup with you
yep.
so you can touch up. A lot of people do that anyways. I know I do that anyways.
I know, like my setting spray that I use, I can touch cold things to my face and it won't, like, transfer a lot of makeup because my setting spray is very nice.
Yeah, I triple set my makeup.
Yep.
So I don't even...
Like, I primer, then I, like, put on the foundation and then I set it, and then I put on powder and then I set it, and then I put do my eyes or whatever and then I set it.
I'll setting spray first as a primer. And then setting powder, and then setting spray again, and it sandwiches it all to my face. Well, I mean, you saw how much I sweated buckets in Emerald City, and that did not move.
Yeah.
All the body paint.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, the body paint I did for Emerald City, other than around my mouth, where it just wouldn't go on because I was sweating so much in the bathroom.
Well,
and
drinking. Yeah,
drinking and eating and stuff like that. But other than that, like, my makeup was good by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. When I washed it off, I had to, like, kind of scrub.
The little mustache.
The little
patch on your forehead here.
Yeah.
But the bangs covered it. It's fine. Another big thing you want to keep in mind with the heat is recognizing heat exhaustion and heat stroke.
Oh, yes.
Because so many people either think immediately heat stroke and they forget about heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
Or they just don't even think about it. You know?
Yeah.
Because...
Headache, fatigue.
Feeling faint and lightheaded.
Yeah, that's lightheaded, a good one. Like the splotches on your eyes. Like when you get that, like, spotted vision, that means you need to sit down and get some water.
Mm-hmm. Heat exhaustion, especially for excessive sweating.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice you're sweating a bit more than usual, you might want to take a break.
Yep.
If for nothing else, but
go sit in the shade. Go inside if you can. A lot of, like, corner stores and places like that are air conditioned, so literally just go inside.
Yeah. Even the lobby of a convention center, while they can be really stuffy, it's still better than being directly in
or just,
heat.
Like, go sit in a hall somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Hallway, sitting on the floor helps a lot. For the conventions that allow that, some really hate it when people sit on the floor. But especially because a lot of convention centers have, like, concrete or laminate floors, they retain a lot of coolness.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll help a lot. I know I do that a lot at SoccerCon because the basement in the Summit building is all concrete.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very nice feeling
just
to kind of lay there and contemplate death.
Another big thing I think for summer cons is people think, oh, I'll just wear a costume that shows a lot of skin, and therefore that'll keep me cool, which is not necessarily how that works.
It can help.
Yeah.
But it's not, like...
But only if you...
only...
Yeah.
Measure against the heat.
Because, like, if you wear sunscreen and you have a fan or you stand in front of a mister, then that'll help. Or if there's a breeze, then the... So the way that sweat cools you down is it's the water evaporating off of your skin. That's why you sweat. And so, like, if it's a hot but a breezy day, then that'll be fine. Or if you have a fan or something, because then that can cool you down. But if you're just, you know, for instance, wearing Luffy from One Piece, yes, it's shorts and a, like...
A little vest.
A little vest thing. But that also is, like, a lot of skin that, if you're just standing in direct sun, is going to heat your body more than, say, somebody who's wearing, like, Shay Lien from Heaven Official's Blessing, because it's white.
Or Cherry from Skate.
Yeah, or Cherry from Skate, because it's, like, a lot of light-colored material, which helps to bounce the heat off of it, as well as it's a lot of flowy material, which creates wind as you walk, and then will help to cool your body down.
Yeah, because someone in full traditional Japanese garb versus someone in a pleather bodysuit is going to have a better time.
Yeah, the pleather bodysuit will... because it's not going to breathe, your sweat's just going to get trapped, and it's going to actually make you hotter. Versus,
and on top of that, it's just going to feel gross.
Yeah. Versus somebody who's wearing a lot of layers, but they're loose and flow, that's going to do you wonders.
Yeah,
so
there was 1 year at Anime Revolution where I did Misa Amane from Death Note, and then the next day I did Cherry Blossom from Skate Infinity. And the Misa Amane, I was like, oh, you know, it's going to be a short skirt and a little top, and it'll be
great. But
it's
also black.
Fine. The corset that I had was black pleather, and the skirt was velvet.
And black.
And black. And needless to say, I went home early that day, but I stayed until 1 a.m. when I was Cherry.
Well, it was like the Friday of that same AR, the Friday I wore Beto, and I thought, oh, I'm not wearing a lot, I should be fine, but there's a lot of pleather directly against my skin, and I literally peeled out of that costume to the point somebody in the living room heard, like, when I took it off in the evening, they were like, what was that sound? And I was like, it was me getting out of my costume. And then the next day, I wore one of the wives from, like, Tengen's wives from Demon Slayer, the Suma. And that was a cotton costume. Like, I made the costume out of cotton. And, like, yes, I still had as much skin showing as I did as Beto, but I was so much cooler because the material was breathable. Versus the pleather and polyester I was wearing with Beto.
Yeah, it was the same day you headbutted me. Second day knowing you. Headbutt to the mouth.
As one does.
And I'm intimately familiar with what your sweat tastes like.
Ew.
Oh my god. Like,
nice.
That's the one there.
Yep, that's the one. So, yeah, your fabric choices make a humongous difference for how you're going to feel at a, like, during hot weather. Because a breathable material, like a cotton, or...
Because even if you're wearing pleather and you go in, you're in outside and you're like, okay, it's time to take a break. I'm going to go inside where it's air conditioned. You're also just going to feel gross.
Yeah.
Because of all the sweat trapped in the pleather.
Yeah.
So you might not get heat exhaustion or heat stroke, but who wants to go around all day feeling like a wet bag?
Yeah.
Because it makes you feel like a wet plastic bag, really. Mm-hmm. And that's not
a
very
vibe.
It's not a sexy feeling to
it's
have.
Not a sexy feeling. It is definitely not.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So, like, my biggest suggestion, so here's a little fun fact about material. So polyester is made from
plastic.
And plastic is retains heat. And so if
and
you're wearing...
it does not fucking breathe.
It does not breathe and it retains heat. So if you're wearing something that is all polyester, you are going to retain heat and you're going to sweat a lot and it's just going to stay trapped in your body.
Even if it's loose.
Yeah, even if it's loose. Cotton breathes nicely. It does a bit of sweat wicking. I have dyslexia, guys. I'm sorry. And so cotton is a good one to have against your skin. Linen is the absolute best because linen naturally wicks sweat away from your body. It's breathable and it's a naturally cooling fiber. Now, it's expensive because it's a natural fiber. Now, if you have natural silk is a heat retains heat. There we go. And so even if you think, oh, this is a loose little silk shirt, I'll be fine in it, you will not. You will retain heat. You will be hotter in it, even if it feels like a thin fabric.
Yeah.
So keep in mind some, like, fiber content in what you're wearing, like rayon, nylon, all of those materials. That's also going to retain heat. If it's like a cotton nylon, I don't think there's a cotton nylon. Like, no.
I don't think so.
Any of your stretchy materials are also probably not going to.
And if you aren't sure if the fabric that you have this shirt made out of, mm-hmm, is polyester or cotton or plastic or natural fiber, you can always do a burn test.
Yeah.
Because a polyester fabric or plastic-based fabric will just beat up and melt.
Mm-hmm.
Natural fibers will just...
The flake.
Will just, yeah, flake away.
And turn to ash.
Yeah. They definitely won't beat up, like, a little hot, yeah, glue gun.
Yes. Yeah. So keep that in mind. If you can, wear looser things. If you can't, and you're here to slay, stay hydrated. Please. Please. And if you can, minimize your direct sun, like, minimize your time in direct sunlight. That is really, really gonna make a difference in how warm you are.
And if you find yourself in a predicament where you need to cool down right the fuck now so you don't have to call 911, my favorite way to immediately cool somebody down is dump water on their head.
Their head, or even, like, down their chest.
Yeah, especially...
To, like, cool their core and the, yeah, head.
Your wig styling, mm-hmm, does not matter. You can restyle...
Rip that weave off, dump water on your head.
Even if you, like, you can also just dump it directly on,
yeah,
the wig, too. Because it'll also kind of soak up the water and make the water last longer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, drip the wig off, dump water on someone's head, or get their hands in it, feet, too, because, mm-hmm, you're... feet also exude a lot of your body heat.
Yeah, your hands and your feet, your wrists, that's where a lot of your body heat exits your body, mm-hmm, and the top of your head.
Yeah, and if that's still, and even if you have to do that, I still recommend medical aid.
Mm-hmm.
You might not.
If it gets that extreme, you need to go home, or,
yeah,
you need medical aid. Usually, like, conventions legally have to have first aid, and somebody on staff and a specific location for that, and it's usually pretty easy to find. Information desk or something will have it. It's there for a reason.
Yeah.
Utilize it.
It's there mostly used for heat exhaustion,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
because even inside it gets really warm and stuffy just because there's a sheer amount of people,
yeah,
that attend cons or in the con hall. So just listen to the needs of your body in regards to the heat and any other... Honestly, just in general,
mm-hmm,
if your body is saying you're hungry, eat some food. If you're a little crabby, eat some food and drink some water.
Yep.
Get some sleep, because that also helps regulate your body temperature as,
yep,
well. Making sure you get a good 8 to 10 hours sleep every night,
mm-hmm,
the night before con, so you're not slogging through the day.
Yep, because the rested body is going to maintain body temperature easier and be able to expel heat better.
Mm-hmm.
I have watermelon, so if you hear anything, no, you didn't.
Hey, you know, it's a good source of water.
It is. That's another thing. Actually, if you bring cut up pieces of watermelon to a con, that is actually an excellent source of hydration,
mm-hmm,
and simple sugars help keep you, give you energy.
Yeah. So if you don't like drinking your water, you can consume it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, just like eating ice chips.
Yep.
Can be really good to regulate your body temperature. But when you are really, really warm, you do not want to send your body into shock.
Oh,
so if,
yeah,
you are going to dump water on yourself when it is really hot, like room temperature water. If it is frozen water, or cold refrigerated water, you're going to shock your system. You're going to send yourself into shock, and you'll make it worse.
Exactly the same thing when you burn yourself.
Yep.
People say to not use cold water, use,
yeah,
cool water.
I have my first aid. I am speaking as somebody who has had my first aid for seven plus years. No, almost. I've had my first aid for almost a decade. So,
I've had first aid. It's long since expired. But I also work outside in the elements all the time. So, dealing with the heat, extreme heat and extreme cold is something I do all of the time.
But I was, I was literally the, like, health and safety manager at McDonald's when I worked there. So, I am speaking from experience and a place of knowledge as well. So, you can take our advice and know that we are talking about things.
We're not talking out our ass.
We're literally not talking out of our ass. We know what we're talking about. Like, you can trust us.
To keep safe. You know. Don't mind if I do.
Yeah. So,
do you have anything else to say on keeping cool in the heat?
I think that was all that I had. All
right.
Those are my biggest harps on keeping cool in the heat.
So switching tracks, the cold.
The cold.
Which is a completely different type of skill set.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
Jesus Christ. The cold does bother you.
It does. The cold does, in fact, bother me. I do prefer cold to heat. Because you can always put layers on in the cold. You can only take off so many layers before you hit skin, and you can't remove your skin in the summer.
Yeah. In cosplaying, I prefer the cold. Because so many costumes are not conducive to heat.
Yeah.
Especially bought costumes. Because 99% of the time, your bought costume from Doki Doki or AliExpress...
It's all polyester.
It's going to be made out of polyester.
Yeah.
It's very, very rare, if ever, that you buy a pre-made costume that wasn't commissioned or bought secondhand from someone who made it that is made out of natural fiber.
Yeah, so basically, if you bought that costume from a shop online... Basically, just bet that it is polyester. Yeah. Like, you don't have to question it. It is.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. Just like a lot of the fast fashion you're gonna buy, it's all polyester.
Mm-hmm.
And cosplay is fast fashion. It's made in the same warehouses. It's made with the same techniques. So, if you didn't know, now you do.
Yeah. So, getting back onto being in the cold. Once again, the biggest piece of advice is just listen to your body.
Yep.
If you're shivering, obviously it's a sign it's too cold and you need to get warm.
You can dehydrate in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially for photo shoots, too.
Mm-hmm.
Braving the elements and risking your health is not worth that photo.
Mm-hmm.
Worst comes to worst, you can Photoshop in some snow and do it on a warmer day.
Mm-hmm.
There was a photo shoot I did about a year or two ago that was me laying in the snow, and I purposely waited for a day where the air itself wasn't as cold.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as much of a shock laying in the snow. It wasn't as, like, frigid. And if you are deciding to go on a colder day for whatever reason, maybe you're shooting in somewhere that's perpetually cold, like the top of a mountain. I've seen cosplayers hike up mountains to get costumes, which is insane. In between shoots, especially if you're in a group shoot where you're going to be standing idle for a long time, bring a coat.
Yeah.
Bring a good coat.
You can, like a nice puffer jacket.
Yeah, a nice puffer jacket, something thermal. You can even get, one of our friends has this heated coat. It has a battery in it, and it hits them, and I am so fucking jealous of it every time we do a shoot together.
Because they're just always warm and toasty, and we're sitting there like, okay, well, thanks, guy.
Thanks, buddy.
Like, I have, like, wool trench coats that I'll bring with me to photo shoots that are in the snow or are in the cold, because wool is a natural, it's a natural fiber. And it is a natural insulator. So it will keep the heat in, keep the cold out. It also, wool is a water repellent. So if it is raining or snowing, that water isn't going to seep through onto your body or onto your costume. So if you are somewhere, if you're going to like a photo shoot or something and you are going to be near water in the air.
Yeah. And, For people with wool allergies, a sweater underneath a puffer jacket is a really great alternative. That's
because
what I do at work when I'm working. I'll actually layer a crew neck sweater, then a pullover, like a hoodie, and then my work coat, and that I don't feel any cold.
Yeah, because I am allergic to wool, so I make sure that any of my, like, wool jackets or anything are either fully lined or I'm wearing a sweater underneath of it and it doesn't touch my skin.
You can also, with the cold, there's a lot more products you can mm-hmm. get to help reduce its effects on you as a person. I really like heated gloves socks mm-hmm. that are much like the aforementioned heated jacket you can get. Are electronic and will actually work as a heater mm-hmm. for your hands. And I have been wanting a pair forever. They can be a little pricey, but oh my god, they are an investment I want to make so bad because those stupid little beanbag things never last long enough.
I like them for photo shoots, like the little beanbag. So you can get like little beanbag, these like little heated little beanbags, and like you move them around, and then that friction creates heat. They only last for about an hour,
if that, and they take a long time to actually heat up. So by the time they've heated up, they're cooling down again.
Yeah, I will put those in my gloves or
in your socks.
In my socks, because once again, your hands, your feet, and your neck are where you're going to lose your body heat. So you want to make sure when it's cold that you keep your hands, feet, and neck covered, as well as your core, if at all possible, because that's what's going to keep you from, you know, getting sick or cooling too much, because, you know, hyperthermia is a thing. And you do not want to get that.
Yeah, you know, your buddy probably doesn't want to strip you down and spoon you. That is the treatment for hypothermia. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You eliminate the barriers and cuddle the person.
Because somebody else's body heat is the best way to fight mm-hmm. hypothermia. So that's also not a reason for you to do that, so that way you can make it to out of the friend zone. By the way, so don't do that. This is not fan fiction.
I mean, it can be, but not in real life.
Yeah,
you use those props fictionally. Yeah. One bed trope taken to the extreme.
The one bed trope plus accidental hypothermia, cuddling to conserve body heat so you don't die. Anyways.
And speaking on hypothermia, you should also be aware, just like with heat exhaustion and heat stroke, what the symptoms are, mm-hmm. so you can recognize it before it actually happens.
Yep.
Such as things like confusion.
Yep.
And sleepiness. Mm-hmm. Slowed breathing and heart rate. Even, the discoloration of lips and fingernails.
Yep.
Can be a really big giveaway, mm-hmm. because a lot of people, like myself, are perpetually sleepy and perpetually confused. So it can be hard to dictate if it's just... It can be very easy to gaslight yourself into thinking you're not hypothermic, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but you are going hypothermic.
Another one is excessive shaking. Mm-hmm. Like, you just can't stop shivering. And it's like full body shivers.
Yeah, it's not like a little, it's like
something. Or like, you know how like sometimes when you're really cold, your like hands will shake a little bit. Full body shivers constantly is also a sign of hypothermia.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you may be thinking, oh, there's these very pretty, scantily clad characters who rave
at Ganyu from Genshin Impact.
Yeah, or Elsa even with the dress. Mm-hmm. I'm part of a little group known as the SCA, which do historical enactments, and some of these events happen in the winter. Now, all of my garb for these events happen to be dresses, and the great thing about dresses is I can wear my sweatpants and thermal tights underneath, and no one will be the wiser.
Exactly. So, take advantage of the fact, if you're wearing a costume...
With baggy pants,
yep,
long skirts, whole nine... Don't be afraid to layer up underneath your costumes.
You can also get dance tights that are thermal and are skin colored and come in a wide range of skin tones. Mm-hmm. So do invest in some of those because it really can save you. You can also get the shirts that are skin colored. And come in, again, a wide range of skin tones. And so if you're wearing a costume that shows off a bunch of arm, but maybe has gloves or a little tiny sleeve, you can wear one of those shirts underneath of it, and then your whole arm is covered. but it doesn't look like it's covered in photos.
Or even put bracelets on for the sleeve cuff.
Yes.
Another thing you can do, especially if you're not overly concerned with it showing, go to a surplus store and get their thermal clothes.
Yeah.
I did a Christmas parade for my high school many, many years ago, and it was raining and cold as a Canadian December can be, and I wore just a fairly thin thermal shirt with the matching pants over top, underneath just jeans and my school t-shirt, and I was the only person who participated in that event that didn't get sick.
Yep.
So
I will always laud thermals underneath of your costumes if they can be hidden.
Even if it can't be hidden.
You know,
your health and your well-being is more important than being canon.
Literally. I have a pair of these tights that have, like, they're fleece-lined, but on the outside, they look like you're just wearing a pair of, like, black nylons, so it looks, like, almost skin-colored, but, like, just with nylons on top. I absolutely swear by those things.
Yeah, I want to get a pair of those.
I found it at a thrift store, and it's one of the best purchases.
Of course you did.
Oh, yeah. And I absolutely swear by those things. They're amazing. I will get actually super warm in those. But on the note of, like, making sure that you're really, really warm, if you are going to be at a convention and you're going to spend 95% of the time you are at that convention inside, don't go overboard on how much thermals you're wearing or all the layers underneath of your costume. Yeah. You can give yourself heat exhaustion in the wintertime.
Indoors, very
easily. Indoors, yeah. Because in the wintertime, they're going to crank the heat. They're going to, like, crank the heat inside. There's also going to be a lot more people inside, which is going to be creating a lot more body heat. And then if you're also wearing 17,000 layers underneath of your costume, then you can give yourself heat stroke or heat exhaustion in the winter in your costume.
Yeah. So you know best how you like to enjoy your cons. A lot of people like sitting outside them and people watching. A lot of people go just for the artist alley. And if it's really cold, and you spend most of your time in the convention center, walking to and from your hotel or from your car,
bring a jacket, whatever, and leave it at coat check.
Chances are it's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, you can bring a bag for your
You're not going to get hyperthermia in the 5-minute walk from your car to the con hall.
No, it usually takes some time to develop hypothermia.
Yeah.
Which is why it's especially...
Depending on the temperatures outside, once it gets, like...
This is all region dependent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can only speak from where we live over on the West Coast. you know best kind of what your region is, what the temperatures are usually like, how you interact with events, and just use your best kind of judgment as to what, is best for you and your health.
Things I will oftentimes do, because for at KatsuCon this year, I wore a bunny suit for one of the days, or one of the evenings. And as you might know, KatsuCon is in January, right along the Potomac River.
February.
I know what months are. right along the Potomac River, right, like, by DC. So right up in, like, the... north of the direction
in the colder parts.
It's cold
of America.
It is cold. There we go. It's cold.
We're Canadian, and can you tell?
Yeah. I know geography of the United States. It's fine. I probably could ask a bunch of Americans and they couldn't tell you where Vancouver is.
Anyways.
So what I did was, it was, my Aerith. I did Aerith in a bunny suit. So I wore her jacket, so that way I would have, you know, a little extra covering up top. I wore tights along with it, and that helped keep me warm on the 5-minute walk from my hotel to the convention center, and then I didn't leave the convention center unless I was going back to my hotel, and I spent as little time as humanly possible outside. And because while I was in the convention center, it was warm enough that if I would have brought an extra jacket or something like that, I'd have been too warm. Another thing you can do if you really want to, you know, wear a skimpy little costume, but you're spending most of your time inside at a winter con, which I've been the person that wore Ganyu at Fan Expo in 2021.
In February,
when it was -2, I brought a jacket. And then when we were inside, I would put the jacket at coat check. It was like a toonie, which is $2 for everybody that's not Canadian. And then they hold onto your jacket, and then anytime you go outside, you just go grab your jacket. And I did a photo shoot a couple years back as Lumine from Genshin Impact, and it was, I think, 15. It was -15.
Ugh. And again, that's Celsius.
That's Celsius, so that's like below freezing. That's probably like 25 Fahrenheit, or like between 20 and 25. It's cold. And so what I did was I wore like my tights underneath of the costume, and I believe I also wore shorts because like the skirt is long enough where you could wear an extra thing and no one's gonna see it. And then if I was not taking photos, I was wearing a big thick sweater and a huge puffer jacket. And then I would take it off. I would only be out of the jacket for a couple minutes, take the photos, and then I immediately put the jacket back on because I didn't want to get sick. And guess what? I didn't get sick. I was fine.
Yeah. And this is why for photo shoots, having an assist or someone to help you is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just like roping your friend or your mom or whoever into helping you so you can quickly take off and on the coat without it being a big hassle.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. I was doing shoots completely on my own for quite a few years, and having, you know, grown who I hang out with,
mm-hmm.
and having people willing to help, big game changer.
huge game changer.
For nothing else but for my comfort in the mm-hmm. photos.
Yeah. It's also really nice to have somebody there to be like, hey, you're making a dumb face. I make so many dumb...
And many photographers don't tell you.
I regularly will forget to emote my face. The pose will be on point, and then I'm staring blankly in front of me. Like, not a thought behind these eyes, and the photographer will be like, this photo's great, and I'm like, I look stupid. I look like I have never had a thought once in my life.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen the characters you cosplay, and it's in character. You mean to tell me Albedo is a single thought happening?
He has too many thoughts, that's the problem. So he's thinking too much, so his face, there's nothing. It's blank.
Don't you also cosplay Shaylian?
Shaylian?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's never had a thought. He's trying his best, but he does not have a lot of thoughts. And if he does have a thought, he over-emotes.
I just started reading the books, Heaven Official's Blessing, and there's a point in the book where instead of any dialogue, he just says 3 question marks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have never related to anything more than that.
So true.
Than those 3 little question marks.
That's 90% of my communication is, and it's just the 404 error message.
Yeah, and that's why we edit these podcasts.
Yeah.
Or more accurately, why I edit these podcasts.
Yeah. What was that saying? Oh, yeah. Wearing... You're gonna have to edit out this huge, silence.
Dude, you should see how my brother goes with this. He gives me so much editing work.
Oh, God. Luckily, we keep it not too bad, I hope. I think this will probably be the worst.
I didn't even do anything to the other ones.
Nice.
To the other 2 episodes, really.
Mm-hmm.
I
guess another point would be attempting to wear costumes that cover more of your skin. It can be skin tight. Skin tight can be fine in the winter, but the less free patches of skin you have open to the air if you intend to be outside for long periods of time in the winter, you can leak body heat, and then your body is working overdrive to keep you warm, and then that's going to make you tired, and that's going to make you hungrier, and then that's going to make you more susceptible to catching illnesses and things like that, because your body's working so hard to keep you warm that it's not going to, like, catch the illness, like, sneaking into your bloodstream.
Also, don't be afraid to layer your socks.
Oh, yeah.
So many people just don't think to layer socks. And it's so helpful in keeping yourself warm, because your heat escapes a lot from your feet, too. What I'll do is, if I'm buying cosplay shoes for cosplays I know that are probably going to be a winter cosplay, so a lot of my Critical Role cosplays, I will actually purposely size up my shoes size.
Yeah.
Because then I'll layer my nice thick work socks, and then I'll put on those reading socks you can get in bookstores. Mm-hmm. Those big fluffy faux Sherpa ones.
Oh, those are so nice to keep your feet warm.
And not only, I find, do they keep your feet warm, but they also, because they're so thick, act as nice insoles for your shoes.
It's true. It's true.
So your feet just... It's like you're wearing nice insoles in your shoes. It's so comfy.
When I did Jester at ECC, I wore my tights and I wore socks. And then that kept me nice and warm. I mean, Jester in itself is a warm enough cosplay.
Because of all the layers and the four skirts.
The four skirts and the cloak corset. And the leather corset. Yeah.
There's the chemise.
Oh, there's so much going on. But I also did that with the socks, because I was like, if I'm going to be outside, I want to be warm.
Real.
Yeah. Because it was the beginning of March, we just had a cold snap, so, yeah.
Well, then the weather in Seattle can be turbulent at best.
Absolutely unpredictable. That's just, like, the Northwest, though.
Yeah.
The Northwest is... Like, the weather, you step outside and you're like, ah, it's kind of warm, and then 5 minutes later it's torrential downpour.
And then it's hailing, and then there's thunder, and then it's sunny again, and then it's snowing.
Yeah. And all within the same day. Probably within 2 hours.
Yeah, so you'll kind of learn what your median is.
Yeah.
How you're comfortable in all weathers, and then you end up going... That's what I do.
That is exactly what I do.
I know my limits to being cold and my limit to being hot, and I just dress all of my cosplays in that same category.
Because I know how much I can take in the cold without getting sick or exacerbating anything else. And I kind of keep within that range. And it does work for me. I'll gauge how long I have to be outside and kind of go from there with how many layers I'm going to wear underneath. If I'm going to spend the absolute vast majority of the time at a winter con inside, I will lessen the amount of layers, because inside is going to be exponentially warmer. But if I am, like, going to a winter photo shoot and it's snowing and it's, you know, 15 below...
And there's no indoor facilities.
And we're going to be spending 2 hours standing outside. You best believe I'm wearing thermal tights, and I'm bringing a jacket and a sweater.
And a hot drink.
And a hot drink. And I'm bringing little, like, other things to keep me warm. Like, you best believe I'm doing that.
Also, physical activity helps keep you warm, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you're in a photo shoot setting or whatever.
The amount of times I'll be, like, randomly dancing.
Yeah, just dancing, jumping, whole nine.
Friction creates heat.
Who would have thought?
That's how that works. That's the laws of thermodynamics, folks.
Ooh, what a big fancy words.
Yeah! Listen, if I have to have this large vocabulary...
We almost sound educated.
Yeah. Listen,
you were so close to retorting.
I had a college-level... A reading level at 14, okay? I have a very large vocabulary. I gotta use it sometimes.
You don't need to flex like that. Bro. I'm over here getting character names wrong because I can't read them properly.
Oh, yeah. No, like, my vocabulary is a lot from reading, but also, like, I'll sometimes say a word and somebody's like, a what? And I'm like, listen, all I have read this word for the last decade. Have I ever heard it out loud? No. Like seguine or seguine or whatever that like that word that word for red. That's the fancy word for red. I have no idea how you pronounce it.
Don't ask me to say a single name from a Don May novel.
The only reason why I know how to pronounce some of them is because I have the Donghuas, and also I follow some like Chinese creators online that'll tell you how to pronounce them, and I still don't do it 100% correct, but I
my goal is to get it right enough people know who I'm talking about.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll be cosplaying the character. I'll be like, yeah, I think that's his name. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can recognize it to read it, but don't ask me to say it.
If you spell it out for me, I know what it is.
Don't ask me to spell it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the only one I know how to spell is Huacheng.
Huacheng.
There you go, folks. I am nothing if not predictable. Obnoxious but consistent.
Fair enough. Me too.
And with taking care of your body in elements and all this stuff, cosplaying in general takes a big toll on your body,
mm-hmm.
and it can exhaust you greatly. So also just keep that in mind when you're building your cosplay lineups. If you're going multiple days and cosplaying multiple characters,
mm-hmm.
it might not be the best idea to do 3 big builds
yep.
every day. That's why you see a lot of the more veteran cosplayers not cosplay on day 3 or do something very simple.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it's like, game over.
I find myself going all out on the first day of con, going mostly all out and then kind of slutty in the evening on day 2. And then on Sundays...
Gotta go slutty on day 2.
You gotta go slutty on day 2. Like, that's where I bring out the little tiny maid costume or the bunny suit. Like, you know I'm gonna be out there. And then on Sundays, it's usually a simple costume, or, like, sometimes it'll be what might look like a more elaborate costume, but it's really comfortable to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wore Sigma from Bungo Stray Dogs for day 3 of KatsuCon, but I wore flats. I was not about to wear heels, because I had worn heels for the rest of the last 2 days. And
yeah, don't do heels 3 days in a row.
God, no. I will do heels max 2 days.
And bring backup shoes.
Oh, I do. Like, halfway through the day, I would change into other shoes.
Yeah, because anyone who's listening to this, who listened to our panel at FanEx, not FanEx, but at Anime Revolution, mm-hmm. will know exactly why you need to bring extra shoes.
We both have had shoes disintegrate.
It's so fun. Speaking on that fact, like, for example, for SoccerCon
mm-hmm.
this upcoming year, I'm planning on bringing 1 costume. Maybe 2. But really just 1, because the 1 I am bringing is going to be so draining physically to wear that I just can't, I can't do it.
I think for Sunday I might do, like, a casual Link for that.
Yeah, like, I might do, like, a, because we're doing mm-hmm. Hannah Alexander, Link, and Zelda, for those who don't know.
We're although insane.
We do not shut the fuck up about it.
No, literally every single time I turn around, I'm like, so by the way.
Yeah, we're doing this, by the way. It's yeah. gonna be so cool and hot.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because we're going to need to wear those costumes for 2 of the 3 days, mm-hmm. at least a little bit, because I think they do the prejudging mm-hmm. on day 1,
mm-hmm.
which I can appreciate from an organizer perspective and
yeah.
from a judge perspective, wanting to do it on a separate day, but it's such a pain in the ass as a cosplayer to
yeah.
do it the 2 days for some of these builds that take an hour plus to get into.
Yeah, especially, like, big, huge, like, ones that have, like, a bunch of body paint.
Like, big
or a bunch
ball
of
gowns?
Like, huge ball gowns, yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that, bro. I mean, I
hey,
am,
hey, you're gonna
I'm
be
not.
Really hot, though, so.
Literally.
Literally and physically,
I am going
physically.
To be
yeah.
very hot, considering the corset's made out of suede.
Yeah.
But that's why you have a chemise underneath
mm-hmm.
your corsets, so that you can, your skin can breathe, because it puts a little bit of gap between
mm-hmm.
you and the solid, rigid fabric that makes up your corset.
Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of times with bodysuits, I wear a tank top underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do for underneath Zelda, considering all the fabric on the top is sheer. So we'll figure that out. Probably just going to line it and do something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? I sure as hell don't.
That's a problem for later us.
That's a problem for later us, for sure. So, do you have anything else to add in terms of taking care of your body? Braving the elements?
Basically, just reiterating exactly what we've said, and that is, know your limits. Know your limits and play within it. Sorry, I had to quote the local, like, the gambling thing. No, but
BC Lotto
motto. The BC Lotto motto.
Also, no, but yeah, I'm with the wind. No. Pin your shit down.
Oh my!
The amount of wigs I've seen snatched by the wind.
speaking of making sure that you are like weather appropriate or just like appropriate for your cosplays. If you are wearing something that can possibly be like eaten up by your coochie, please.
That's not where I thought you were going with that.
No. Because, like,
I totally get it. I don't know.
Please look up different intimacy...
intimacy garments?
Intimacy garments. Because I have been at conventions where I have seen everything. A girl will walk past and the costume has been eaten by her nether regions, and it's everything's on display.
I think the more PC turn of phrase is that it's written up.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
If anyone was wondering why our panel was 18 plus.
Yeah.
You know why.
Yeah. But... Yeah, look up intimacy garments, because there's a special kind of flesh-colored, like, underwear that's literally basically just, it just covers the important bits, and it'll also create a smooth line for your costume.
And
like
there's
that.
Multiple different kinds, depending on what your comfort level is.
Yeah.
You can also just use, like, as we mentioned before, the fleece line leggings are really nice for that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Keeping all the lines.
Or like dance tights if it's hot or something. Just something.
Sort of tights. Because it also just smooths out your skin tone.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
if you're like me and have a lot of strawberry skin
me
on
too.
Your legs.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily want to either A, edit them all out and post in your photos, or just have that showing.
I also bruise like a peach, so yeah. I always have some type of random bruise that I can't explain where it came from on my legs, so I swear by dance tights.
Having dance tights can also help against mosquitoes.
Yes.
And
yes.
Mosquito bites.
Because in the wet parts of the end of summer going into autumn, there's always so many mosquitoes, and you might not realize that that's going to ruin your day, but it will. If you get eaten alive by the mosquitoes, it will ruin your day. And having
your weekend.
Yeah, your weekend. Your week after the con. So if you take nothing away from this, invest in like some type of dance type.
Yeah.
And hydrate.
Hydrate.
No matter the time of year, hydrate. Because when it's hot, you're sweating a lot because you're keeping up. You know, it's hot outside. But when it's cold, you also don't realize how much your body is sweating. To maintain an even body temperature.
Mm-hmm. People are always sweating.
Yeah, you are always
humans
sweating.
Humans are disgusting creatures that are always damp and moist.
You actually sweat about 2 cups of sweat into your shoes a day.
Ugh. Don't. That's... Okay.
So, drink water. Hydrate. Actually, I think it's less than 2 cups.
And always wear socks with your shoes.
Please. Maybe not, like, Asian dad level with, like, sandals and shoes. Sandals and socks. Phil does that sometimes.
That doesn't surprise me. He seems like a sock and sandal kind of guy.
Yeah. I've seen him wear socks and Crocs.
Oh, boy.
he's leaning into the Asian dad stereotype. He's got to do it, you know?
All right. Well, anyways, I think that's all we have to say on the topic of cosplaying in the elements.
Yeah.
So you can find us on Instagram at Sircast Production. And if you have any ideas on episodes or topic ideas, or if you just have something you want to add to the conversation, feel free to email us at dressupdisasters@gmail.com. And we also have a merch shop if you're interested.
The merch is very cute and designed by Circus here.
We're Circus.
I said Circus and immediately I was like, that's both of us. It was designed by you.
Yeah.
And they are absolutely freaking adorable. And
Circus themed.
They're circus themed. It's so cute. But then there's like the one with the sewing machine. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're really cute guys. So
yeah,
they're
really cute. Available on mugs, shirts, pint glasses.
Yep. Stickers.
Magnets.
Yes.
Most things you can think of that you would want merch of. And the link for that. I honestly at this very moment can't remember if it's linked in the description of where you're listening to. But it is definitely attached to our Instagram account. So it's definitely another reason why you should go check out and follow our Instagram account.
It's super
that's
sexy.
Where all of our updates go first.
We also post on there like our joint cosplays, photo shoots and stuff.
Yep.
So if you want to see more content by the two of us.
Even though I've been the only one posting on it.
Listen, I've been busy, okay?
I knew signing up to this, I'd do the lion's share of the work. That's fine.
I love you.
Anyway, go check us out on Instagram and subscribe, follow wherever you're listening to this.
Do all that sexy things.
All those
yeah.
sexy things.
Press that notification bell so that way you can be notified the next time we post.
You too would be really nice because even if you don't necessarily are in a position to support us monetarily, you sharing this podcast and leaving an interview helps
leaving a like,
put
a
our
comment.
Podcast in front of more people like you.
And then maybe we will one day make money from this. So that would be
not that that's the goal. Wait,
but it would be nice.
Hungry?
I am a money hungry bitch. I'm joking.
Anyways, with that, we leave you and goodbye. We'll be here rambling in 2 weeks on Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.